Hello, friends and listeners from all across the globe. Welcome back to another episode of The Yogi Show. My name is Pedro Luna. I'm here alongside my good friends, Brian Hollum and DJ Taz Rashid today on an amazing announcement on a collaboration for Elements for Stress Relief, 21 Days of Not Giving AF, a 21-day meditation journey that we are set to take you on. This episode is going to include details about that alongside practical meditation tips, how to start and what to do, simply just getting out of your own way and not giving AF. So we're super excited for this opportunity to serve you with a free journey. This is a zero expense journey, 21 days of not giving AF. And it is sponsored by our amazing friends, Ajna Wellbeing. They're offering 15% off their amazing meditation cushions that Brian and I use every single day. They're willing to give it to you for 15% off using the promo code AjnaYoga15 at the link below. So how do you opt into the challenge? It's super easy. It starts March 16th. It's 21 days straight of meditation. And all you need to do is click the link below to opt into the challenge. It's super simple. You'll enter your email and you'll get a meditation in your inbox every single day for 21 days on this journey starting March 16th. We hope that you'll join us for the meditation challenge. Enjoy these practical meditation tips from us, and we will see you on the other side. Namaste. Showtime. Here we go. Welcome to The Yogi Show with DJ Taz Rashid and Yogi Brian. My name is Pedro Luna. Thank you so much for being here, where we are talking about meditation today. We're announcing the Elements for Stress Relief 21 Days of Not Giving AF Meditation Challenge. Let's jam on it, boys. What's up, Taz? How are you, man?
I've had a stressful morning, but with these tools, you know, I've been able to hone in on my energy. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. It's the family life. It's early and I'm ready to do this, guys. Thank you for having me back.
Let's do it. What's up, Brian?
What is up, bro? Chachos. I'm excited for this.
So much value is about to get dropped. So much value. So we're going to give you five tips on just how to start a meditation practice. If you've never meditated before, this is definitely the episode that you want to listen to. Five tips on how to start a meditation practice, and then five tips on what to expect during your first meditation. You know, what we're going to do to get there, and then what we do once we are there. And it's going to be amazing. So I'm super grateful for both of you bros for being part of this challenge. And we're celebrating an amazing thing, the release of DJ Taz Elements album. Tell us about Elements, Taz.
Hey, all right. Well, first of all, that is an exciting thing that we're doing with this music, because I think it's a unique offering for meditation challenges to really incorporate music into it. It changed my life. We'll talk about that later. This specific type of music and guided meditations. And this album, I actually created this music for experiences like Shavasana, Yoga Nidra. I also created these for a Wanderlust app a while back. So I said about a year later I'd release it. So I finally released it, and they have both binaural beats and you can listen to them on regular, like just regular speakers. So we'll talk about a little bit of that. So there's special frequencies going on, designed to help you go deeper into a meditative states, specifically alpha and theta. And if you don't know any of these words that I'm spitting out there, I will explain later. But it's special stuff that's going to help you get there.
It's going to be amazing. And if you're in, like, you know, so many people are like, well, I just want to, I don't know what to do or how to start. And like, let's kick it off with like how to start. And the first step in how to start is just stop overthinking it. And Brian, hit on that, Brian. Tell us about that, because I know that was your thing.
Yeah, stop overthinking starting a meditation. I was overthinking starting a meditation practice. I thought I needed a shrine. I thought I needed like a nice little setup and a Buddha and like incense and like, you know, like I just needed a freaking setup before I can start. And then like, I was more worried about the setup, like going on Amazon, like finding the right, you know, cushion, which
we need a mountain. Awesome cushion for. We need a mountain, bro.
Yeah, I know. I need a mountain. I'm like, do I go to the Himalayas? Like, you know, but it's just fucking stop overthinking it. There's so many different types of meditation. And like one of my favorites is mindfulness meditation or like mantra meditation. So yeah, stop overthinking it. What do you think, guys?
Number one, for sure. Yeah, just literally get out of your own way. You know, we talk about that all the time, getting out of your way. And number two would be set a goal. You know, like set a goal. It's like, okay, I just want to be able to just start, you know, like, let me just try like a few moments and just be open to the experience. You know, being open to the experience is super key. And that's the invitation for me. It was like, just like find a comfy space and just do it, you know? So, and that goes into number three. Taz, hit us with number three about finding a safe space for this.
Yeah. I personally think like you can meditate anywhere, depending on like wherever you are in the day, whether it's even like a bus stop, you know, just closing your eyes and take a moment. But it's also been said that, and I find this to be true as well, if you do have a place in your house where you feel like, you know, this space feels sacred to me, or it feels calm energetically, it's helping me relax. You know, it could be in your office. It doesn't matter. It could be in your bathroom. I don't know. So if you have a really busy household, it's just like your safe space, you know, just close the door, like, honey, I need 15 minutes. And it's not going to smell afterwards. It's going to feel really beautiful and divine, because I'm going to meditate the shit out of this. Right? I'm gonna let it go. But what I'm saying is, I just find a space in your house or somewhere where you can repeatedly go there.
Yeah.
Because it's been said that when you can go to that same spot like over and over, you start creating that like vibe, that energy, that seed, that like deep intention, whatever you're doing, you start connecting with it. So it just becomes, we're creatures of habit, you know, so it's also like a discipline. That's part of the practice, is like, it's part of your discipline to do that. So I do it in my off, like my studio right here. That's like, I don't have, this is my shrine.
Yeah, that's your space, you know? And like, and you hit on number four while you were talking about that, is like making the time commitment, you know, in your planner or your calendar, like holding yourself accountable for your actions in all things. And when you hold yourself accountable to those 5 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes that we're going to get you into on our guided meditation challenge journey that we're having here, you'll be able to drop in. You know, we're starting off these meditations with 5 minutes. So you put it in your calendar. Like when I wake up, you know, I know Brian's routine is like bath, so many, me too, bathroom and then sit. Because if you start to do coffee leads to phone, leads to like it's over, you know, like so many things are already starting to go and the wheels are turning. Give yourself the time. So my opinion is like first thing in the morning or last thing at night, but last thing at night, I'm going to sleep, bro. Yeah,
exactly. I have to do it first thing in the morning or it doesn't happen. Like my day just gets like away from me. And like, I just try and get 20 minutes in, you know, I've like tried to meditate for like an hour long and that was just too much for me with like what is all going on. So like 20 minutes in the morning, set an intention, you know, like one real thing, like Have y'all like listened to Krishnamurti at all?
No, have you heard of him?
Like
I've heard of him. He's awesome, but I haven't heard a lot of him.
I like down the rabbit hole with him, and he's like, you know, like really think about what your motive is for meditation. You know, like find like really what's your motive, just to sit and just relax and just pay attention to the thoughts, or like what is your motive? But yeah,
sort of like an intention.
Intention, right? Yeah, intention. Like, is it just like coming to like be present, or like, are you striving for something? You know, are you striving for something? Because motive means movement. So like, you know, meditating is trying not to strive and just be.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to check him out. He's like a classic.
He's amazing. Like I'm like my YouTube, I have just like one YouTube that like I listen to like all the spiritual shit and meditation shit, and like the algorithm is like fucking taking me deep down. Like it's like suggesting me videos that are like not there the next day. I'm like, did that really happen?
They're digging on the dark side of the moon and meditating in a Buddha temple. It's like all the conspiracy videos start coming up and then the craziness just goes.
Exactly. I'm like, hey, I got a video for you. And then it's not there. I'm like, did that even exist? Like, that's the YouTube level I'm at right now on that channel. But yeah.
Dude, that's so good, man. Awesome. So good. I love that. And, you know, and tip number five, really to round out those top five on how to start a meditation practice, is really just like, again, stop overthinking it and just show up. Literally just show up. And allow for the process and the layers of the onion to peel back and the unfolding to happen organically without force. But you just have to make that commitment. So it's stop overthinking it, set a goal, find a space, put it in your calendar, hold yourself accountable, and then just simply showing up.
Yes.
Top five tips that we have. And you're going to get this stuff in your email. So if you're still listening to this thing, of course you are, because this is awesome. You want to make sure that you are on this challenge, and all the information is going to be in the links below, how to click on it, how to opt into the challenge, join in. And it's free. The cost is zero. The cost is zero. So it's super amazing experience that we're putting together for everyone with guests, former guests from the Yogi Show, current guests on the show, DJ Taz Rashid, me, and my beautiful wife. She's going to do one of these things. I think she might kick off the party for us. She's got something special up her sleeve. I can feel it.
Ooh.
Exciting.
So, yeah. So it's going down. It's going down. So Taz, hit us with the, so you talked about a little bit in the beginning about the brainwave states and like what meditation does to get you into those. And like, what is going on in the brain when we get into those states with meditation? Like what's going on in there?
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real simple here for, you know, I don't want to get too geek squad on us, you know, during this call, but basically our brainwaves start slowing down, you know, like right now during most of the day, where our brain is in a beta state, okay? These are like the different waves that our brain is focusing. And beta is like busy, like it's 12 hertz to 38 hertz. It's the most active form. Like right now, even as I'm speaking, as we're typing, texting, we're thinking, you know, we're putting thoughts and connecting stuff, that's beta. And then it's what's happening is that people are finding more and more people are stressed because they're spending more and more time in that beta state. And it just like heightened the beta states. We're like so much going, I got to do this. I got to do that. And that's why stress levels are like highest in the world. They're saying, you know, the studies are showing that stress levels are like through this, you know, through the roof as far as like that they've recorded and just what's going on. So when we start meditating, we start slowing those brainwaves down. We get into alpha. That's like more calm, focused, you know, this is a wave that's activated during meditation. And a lot of this happens just from like slowing down your breath. Okay. The breath is our friend. And this is going to keep coming up throughout this entire challenge is about the breath. So that's alpha. It's like 8 hertz to 12 hertz. And then we get into like theta. Okay. That's where we really want to get. That's like this, like, in my opinion, from my studies, theta is where you want to strive towards, I guess, like into like a deep meditation. That's like 3 hertz to 8 hertz, really slower brain waves. And then there's other ones like delta. It's like deep sleep. We're not really going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Alpha and theta is what we're going to be concentrating on during this challenge. And the music that we're going to be using is mostly in the alpha and theta realms. Okay. So when we use it, you have to use headphones. Okay. Because the binaural beats, the way to really keep it simple, it's sending two different frequencies, like one in your right ear, one in your left ear. And the difference of the frequencies creates a phantom frequency in the middle of your head. That's the binaural beat. And it's like a little pulse. It's really subtle in the background, but you have to have headphones to actually feel it and like get it into your system. And what happens is that this music helps. Okay. I can't promise, but it helps and get to those states faster. Okay.
Got it.
So it's like naturally slows you down. So anyone out there that's experienced binaural beats, there's a lot of different types of that music out there. I've created these songs in a way where they're very subtle. It's not overpowering and it's very relaxing. That's what it's meant for. Okay. So anyone can experience them, but you do need headphones. And I think we're going to use some of the ones that don't need headphones as well. You know, we have both. Those are known as isochronic. Again, not to get too geeky on you guys, but isochronic is basically trying to emulate the same experience of the binaural beats, but you can use them through regular speakers. So you don't necessarily need headphones. In my opinion, the binaural beats are stronger, but you can use the isochronic as well if you don't have headphones.
Cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And everybody that needs an example of what theta and alpha brain states are, an example is like when you're driving on the freeway and you kind of zone out and you miss your exit. Like you're in a flow state right there. Like you're probably in alpha or like you went internal, you went theta and you're just flowing. Like you kind of lose track of time. Like you might even experience it when you're meditating. How you'll find out if you're in one of those states is like time is just like, you don't even have a concept of time. Like 5 minutes might've felt like 2 seconds because you're just like super present and flowing. When you're watching TV, that's sometimes when you're in alpha and theta, like you're just absorbing all that shit coming into you and you're in the present moment. So like, that is what these beats get you to, kind of that flow state.
Got it. And that's beautiful. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fun. And I'm just so grateful that we're able to provide this value to anyone that's listening out there, you know, that is curious about it. So now, you know, we gave them some tips on like how to start one and then kind of what to expect, you know, during your, you know, or like when you get to like, okay, I've made the commitment. I found my place. I got my goal. I've stopped overthinking it. So how do I do the first one? You know, and the first thing I want to tell you is out of the top 5 things for the first meditation is like, there's no way to do it wrong. You know, like my mind is overactive. I can't stop thinking about thinking. That's okay. That's all part of the experience. Like all of that is part of the experience. So there's no way to do the first meditation wrong at all. You know, there's no way to do it wrong. And but Brian, do you like
meditation? You could totally mess it up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and you might mess it up this whole practice. Like that might happen.
That's part of the practice.
The whole time. And maybe day 31, like it's going to be great for you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there's definitely no wrong way. There's so many different meditations out there to choose from. So like one of the most important meditations for me, just because I'm a creator and I'm on my phone all the time. So like mindfulness meditation is very important for me. Just trying to come back to the present moment, just sitting there in the morning, paying attention to my breath, just the inhales and exhales, paying attention to my body, how I'm feeling, and then paying attention to my thoughts, just watching my thoughts like I'm watching a movie, being the observer. So if a thought comes in, I'm just like, oh, okay, that's a thought. Like I'm watching it. And then I see it come in and I see it go out. And then if there's any time a thought takes you down the rabbit, like takes you down and you're just like going spiraling down this thought and you're worried, you have anxiety, then you come back to the breath and you just like inhale and exhale. So it's really, for me, that mindfulness meditation is just observing, and it's as simple as that. And not all days are easy. Some days like I am spiraling and my thoughts are going kind of crazy. But if I can just come back to maybe 5 breaths out of that 20 minutes that I got mindfulness, like that's a goal for me. That's a win.
That's a win, man.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, I know you're going to be leading some of those on the 21-day experience. You're going to be doing some of those because that's in your wheelhouse. And I know you love teaching the mindfulness meditations for sure. And you can do meditation, people, sitting in a chair or laying on the floor. You just try to keep your spine straight. Like some people are always like confused about like, what do I, like, how, do I need a cushion? Do I need a pillow? Do I need you can just have somewhere where your spine is straight. Like, that's the overall goal, you know? That's the thing. So,
right. Show up your first and try and avoid meditating in your bed. Because when you're in your bed, like, your brain is starting to think, like, this is sleep time, this is relaxing time, and you're probably going to go to sleep. So, find a place, like, not in your bed, maybe not even your bedroom. Cause, like, when you go in your bedroom, like, that's just like your brain's like, this is relaxing time. I don't know. You got to find that comfort zone, but definitely, like, it helps not to lay down in your bed because that's, and you don't want to psych your brain out to be like, oh, this is like meditation time when you're like trying to go to sleep. So, that's like my one advice that I've heard in my meditation practice is, don't do it in your bed laying down.
Laying down in general, because you just tend to fall asleep. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you can sit up and, you know, that's definitely more, there's more benefit in my opinion. You know, I could be way more present and aware if I'm sitting up. If I'm laying down, man, it's over. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, guys. I'm out of here. Taz, what are you going to be? So what do you think about Taz as far as like your meditation? What are you going to be kind of honing in on your parts of the experience?
Yeah, one of the meditations, I'm definitely going to be the longer one. I'm going to be guiding us on a visioning experience, like a visioning journey, working with our purpose. And you know, the music actually helps when we slow down our brains. We actually start opening up our levels of consciousness to more possibilities because we're not overthinking. So a lot of times when we do visioning practices, intention work during these deeper states of meditation, we're able to actually sometimes have huge breakthroughs that we may not be able to do in our beta state of mind when we're overthinking, because we're just like, what about this? And what about that? And oh my God, I don't think that's going to be possible. When we start slowing down, but with the right guidance, it's there are some possibilities of some huge ahas. I guide these experiences at my festivals and, you know, while on tour. And I hear people like sharing like, oh my God, I didn't even know like I could do that or think about that, or so different. Like we said, there's different kinds of meditations, and visioning practices are be huge meditative practices. That's going to be one of the 20-minute ones.
We're going to do
that, and the other 5-minute one, I'm not sure. It may just be a simple breath meditation. I think that is like for a lot of beginners, it's like really just slowing down our breath, because that's like one of the things we can control.
Yes,
it's like we can control our rate of how we're breathing. You know.
And
we consciously can do that because, like Brian said, you know, our thoughts, things will just come in, and we can be like that director watching, you know, it's like different scenes kind of happening in our thoughts. And the breath will kind of guide us. So absolutely.
You know, I love it.
Those two will be, I think people will enjoy that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and sure. Like a lot of pushback, and even myself before I meditated at all, it's like, I can't, people say I can't meditate because my brain's all over the place, mm-hmm. you know? And you have 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day on average. Like, you're not going to shut down all those thoughts. Like, it's impossible. That's what your brain is for. Your brain is to think and to make decisions and to do things automatically. Like, that is what your brain is for. But, like, you know, meditation, it's like setting that intention and coming back to the breath, or doing a creative visualization, which I love those, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, holding in the reins of like those thoughts. You're not going to control them all, but you might observe them, and you might see, like for me on my meditation journey for this past year, it really has just brought awareness to what's going on in my brain. And like, awareness is the key, right? Like, if you don't know what's going on, like, you're not able to like send energy there to maybe change something in your life. Mm-hmm. For example, mm-hmm. like when I get a little frustrated, or if I get nervous, like my leg starts to shake, like I twitch like my leg and all everything. I didn't know that shit until someone else pointed that to me. You know what I mean? Like, I would have never known that shit. Now I know to like keep my body calm when I get nervous. So in terms of like meditation, like, you start to be aware and notice some of the patterns, and you might be able to like have a breakthrough, like Taz, you were saying, have that breakthrough and make a change or make a leap by just observing.
Yeah. Just by being aware, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what it talks about. You know, it's like when you're in that first meditation, it's literally ground into your space, just connecting with your breath and just becoming aware, bringing your awareness into your body, noticing the, you know, on this meditation journey, I'll be with God, they'll all be guided meditations. So noticing the sound of the teacher's voice, noticing the sound yes. of the music and the tracks, you know, just becoming the observer is the key. And you'll, well, you know, as the meditations continue to come, and as you sit for longer time, you just become a little bit more and more aware, and then you can let go of the things that hopefully no longer serve you, and not give a F about them.
I just want to add, like, when I yep. first started meditating, when I discovered this stuff back in like 2007, 2008, and it was actually by like mistake. I share this in a lot of my workshops, but like I was selling copier machines for a year, right? Like those big copier machines. And one of my clients happened to be this bookstore called Transitions Bookstore in Chicago. It was a metaphysical bookstore, like chakra cards and candles and books about, you know, like spirituality and yoga and Deepak Chopra and stuff like that. And I was like, this is a weird store, but they had these like CDs, if you guys remember those, mm-hmm. binaural beat music and like guided meditation. And one was called Positive Thinking, Kelly Howell. And I bought this, and I tell you, like, I use this stuff regularly. Again, we talk about practice, but I was listening to it every day, you know, and then I would try different things. But the more you do it, the more your consciousness starts just like changing, you know? Yeah. And I was able to like reprogram my subconscious, you know, and over a period of time. And the guided meditations, which we're going to be doing, they're almost like training wheels for meditation, because they're actually helping you. You know, because a lot of times people are like, I can't just sit still for like 20 minutes. No problem. That's perfect. Guided meditations may be a great place to start, mm-hmm. because it's like someone's kind of like guiding you through it's like a little journey someone's created, and it's kind of like, it's like a coach, you know, someone's like mm-hmm. helping you through this. So what we're going to be doing, you know, some will be more simple than others. So we don't even know how all of them are going to turn out right now, because we're getting them in right now. We're excited for them. But if you're new to it, oh my God, this is an amazing offering, you know? And if you've been doing if you've been meditating for years, it's always nice to have a guided experience. You know, for me, it's like going to the movies or something like that. It's like, oh yeah, Kundalini guided meditation. Let's do it. 25 yeah. minutes. It's like buying tickets to your own show, your inner show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Sometimes it's a horror film for me, but whatever. You know, it
just, this one's rated R. Watch out.
Yeah. This meditation's rated R. Watch out.
Rated R meditations. Next shout.
So good. I mean, there's so much value that's being had here, and that, you know, all of the teachers and leaders that are offering their time for this this experience are really into it, you know, and we really think that this is going to help a lot of people. So if you're out there listening, please join the challenge, the Elements for Stress Relief 21 days of not giving AF. The link is below to opt in. We'll get you an email every single day from our amazing, amazing friend, Katie D'Onofrio, who is our writer for the Yogi Show podcast. She'll be helping us out so much on this challenge and offering some of her guided meditations on it as well. You'll hear from Julie Murphy, our friend Anton, Donnie Starkins, Taz, me, my beautiful wife, and there might be another sprinkler too. So please tune into the guided meditations and enjoy this journey with us down the rabbit hole, because we're super excited about it.
Yes.
You know, so with that being said, boys, are we good to go? Ready to rock this thing out the park?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's meditate, everybody. Stop overthinking it. Just listen to the music, listen to the guided meditation, and just relax. Let it go. Just listen. Let it go.
Swaha.
Boom.
Thank you all.
Taz, thank you so much for being here, man. Thank you for being a part Absolutely. Of this. Without Taz, this isn't possible. This collaboration with DJ Taz is so fun, and we're super excited for it. So let's make it happen, boys. And we'll see you next time. This is definitely not the last time that DJ Taz is going to be on the show. And make sure you're checking out his music, people.
Yes.
So you know it's on the show every single week. We know you know about it, and now you're getting to see him for the first time on the show, because he's never been on the show where you could see him, but now he is. And this beautiful studio.
Awesome.
So appreciate you so much. Namaste, my friends.
Namaste.
Namaste, everyone.
Okay, my friends, and there you have it, another episode of the Yogi Show podcast. Please join us on this meditation challenge that begins on March 16th, 21 days of not giving AF, a meditation journey unlike any other. The link is below to opt in. Shout out to Ajna Wellbeing for sponsoring the challenge and the show. We are so grateful for them. Again, grab a meditation cushion, grab a comfy seat, and let's give less F's about the things that we are stressing about. Let's tune into that inner voice together. So please join us on this free meditation journey. All the info is below to opt in, and we will see you in the meditation challenge. We'll see you in the rabbit hole. Let's do this, my friends. Namaste.